Welcome to another fantastic episode of Conclave Radio. I am one of your hosts, Casey Hall, and I'm joined by...
Hey, I'm Clay. I'm so glad to be back.
Conclave's beloved, John Johnson.
And Radio Nate. The coronavirus has not gotten me yet.
Oh, yes.
It hasn't gotten any of us. Clint, I'm so glad you're back.
I am so glad
we missed you.
I am looking forward to the episode that comes out tomorrow and listening to it because I heard it was a great episode. Hope was on it, so I'm looking forward to
it. Hope did fantastically. Hope did fantastically.
Is that even a word?
It is now. That's the power I have. Fantastically.
Fantastically.
It probably is.
That's our word to describe things now.
Yeah. So anyway, let's just jump right into it, shall we?
I think we should.
Like that. All right.
I feel bad. I'm the only one with not a physical Bible. Like, I'm just now noticing this. Like, well, what a heathen.
If it makes you feel any better, you are my inspiration to start bringing a physical Bible.
I do like having a physical Bible.
I have the phone Bible because like, you know, different translations and whatnot, but that's a good Bible.
Yeah.
Anyway. Excuse me. So last week we talked about slowing down in a very, very busy life. You know, we live in a day of multitasking, you know, with the phone, with the makeup, with the, you know, drinking a coffee, eating a lunch, texting while driving, and we get so caught up in it, it stresses us out. You know what else we live in? We live in a day of high tech. Let me rephrase that. That sounded weird. We live in a high-tech society.
We do live in a high-tech
society. We live in a very high-tech society.
Advanced technology.
Yeah. That's true.
Like we just talked about, I'm using a phone Bible. We're probably using like 17 different pieces of high-tech technology just for this podcast.
Like, don't they say that our phones have more computing power than the first computer that went to the... Like went to the moon.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Or at NASA, our phones has more computing power than all the computers put together at NASA.
Easily.
Isn't that crazy?
Like the fact that like someone's listening to us right now, like you know, we have access to microphones and a soundboard, and
we have access to the internet to upload our own software. Content that goes to the world.
Yeah.
Wide web.
Hello, our Ireland.
Yes.
Audience.
We love you.
Yeah, we do. We love everyone. Anyway, we live in a very high-tech society, and what does that do? That stresses people out. Because, you know, what's one thing we like to do with our cell phones? Multitask.
Or social media.
Yep. Social media. Like, when I post stuff for the ministry, I'm, you know, posting on 4 different things at once. I could probably swipe up, and I have a bunch of different applications open.
Yeah.
Because I'm so busy. You know, statistics say that we actually have less time because for every hour technology saves you, it consumes 2 more.
I believe that.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been sucked into the void down the rabbit trail on the internet?
On YouTube, especially like at bedtime. Especially on YouTube. When you're like, I'm just going to watch this one video. And then one turns into like 56.
Yeah, you start on like a like a small cartoon, and you end up on like
you like learning how trees are formed, like it in the ground.
Yeah,
you learn how to start your own Jurassic Park.
Right.
Out of Lego.
Out of Lego.
I tell you what's really bad: TikTok. Like I purposefully.
I don't have a TikTok.
I don't.
And I make sure I don't have a TikTok.
I made the mistake. A few months ago.
I still see some TikToks.
I only watch it at night. And I've only watched it like 2-3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I get on it, it's game over. Because
they're
so short. You know, swipe.
So you want to flip up to keep watching more and more and more.
It's so easy. You don't even have to search anything. You just...
Do you ever see people you know? Like, do you know a lot of people that are on the TikTok?
Yes, I do. I'm a different bird. Y'all know this. So I follow like a lot of like motivational and like Christian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I'm on it, it's like... It's like good. I'm not like watching people do dumb things or shake stuff.
Yeah, like
but even then, that can make its way there if you're not careful.
Oh yeah, but the algorithm, the way it works, that's all I get. Not a conspiracy theory.
Oh really? Because of who you follow,
right?
It just shows the stuff that so you don't ever see like the things you shouldn't be looking at.
No.
Oh, that's great.
No, yeah. When I'm on TikTok, it's actually good for me.
Yeah.
But it does take up a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. No, but why do we do these things?
To escape.
Yeah.
Well, because we're accustomed to it. Because it's part of the world.
Well, yeah, we feel like they're disconnected if you don't do it.
Exactly.
Well, not even, you don't have to think, because you're just...
Yeah, it's not as mindless.
Yeah,
it is totally mindless.
It's something worldly that is almost, I don't want to say expected, but it's almost not normal if you don't do it.
Yeah.
You know? Being connected on social media, having all the devices, staying up to date with everything, playing video games, making podcasts is apparently a huge thing
kind of
right now.
It's like an unspoken, like, peer pressure kind
of. I think we were ahead of the game about Conclave Radio, Casey. If I'm just being honest, I mean, you just go back to our original start date. I mean, just think about how much more podcasts have taken off since then.
That's true.
We were ahead of the curve.
We're actually more OG than everyone here thinks.
Exactly.
So go ahead. Go listen to what we used to sound like.
I know one thing I found strange is that at the beginning of the 2010s, to have a Twitter as like a business was something that was like extra. But now it seems like it's required because you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to connect with other people.
Well, Facebook started. It was only tied if you, at a for colleges.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Facebook. You know.
The Facebook.
And what's funny to me is like,
I had a
what's
MySpace.
That? I'm just kidding.
MySpace.
I was there for that.
Well, let me read this. Let me read this. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." One thing that I can say for myself is that social media and the internet in general can really change the way you think. It really alters your brain.
Especially because a lot of internet personalities and forums are very much echo chambers that only reverberate off of one idea or opinion.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to find places that are open to every type of opinion.
And a lot of what we see on social media isn't, I don't want to say fake, but, you know, it's not the real picture.
Is it not authentic?
Yeah, it's not authentic. You know, we see some of the, you know, social media influencers who, you know, post by the pool in the big mansion with the big cars, and that's how they live. But, you know, we don't really see how they live.
Statistics tell us that Instagram is the worst for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Because we compare our outsides to others. Our insides to other outsides. So, while they're on Italy on a cruise, and I'm in my bedroom eating Doritos in my pajamas. You know, and you're like, my life is terrible. Because you only post the best things. Like,
right.
You know, you post when you catch the big fish.
It's your highlight reel.
It's your highlight reel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're like, man, where's my highlight reel? I've got nothing going on. You post the new Zero Turn that you purchased, right?
Right.
You wouldn't show something like when you got like no work that day.
I'm showing how good God's making.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's true.
But I can say, like, you know, I had social media accounts. Personal social media accounts, I should say, and I was sucked into them for sure. I didn't post much. I was not much of a poster, but I still watched them or looked. I always looked at it. That was my go-to. It was a muscle memory.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody gets sucked in like once you get it, and then after a while, you're like, okay, this is a little.
And it sucked me in too much. I ended up deleting most of my accounts and deleting the apps, and I didn't realize how differently I thought or how differently my thinking changed. And also my go-tos, you know, when I have nothing to do, my go-to is to get up, go to Instagram, see what's going on. I would get out my phone and I'd be like, well, what do I do now?
It's like,
and I put it back in my pocket. Like,
it's like an easy like escape to avoid awkward situations. You know, like if you're like in an elevator with somebody and you don't want to talk to them, you're just like, okay, let me just.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
yeah,
like,
it's my go-to.
Yeah.
This is awkward. Let me pull out my phone.
You're like standing in a line, or you're talking to somebody, and they walk off. You're just like, okay.
Have you ever done the thing where you get your phone out and you don't know what to go to, so your phone's just on the home screen? Just because you wanted to escape an awkward situation.
Like,
sure.
Yeah, and you're just like, and you swipe around to make it look like you're doing something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the person looks over and
is
like.
Which is terrible.
It's so terrible. Bad.
And I just think I'm the only one that does that. But it's terrible because you could be missing out on a good opportunity to talk to somebody, you know, and get to know. And we just shut everybody out because we're like, well, let me, it's just too awkward to make small talk with people. So I'm just going to look at my phone.
I think, too, I was going to say the last part of, you're not on anymore. The last part of that translation said something about because God's plan is different for your life or whatever. Can you hear that again? The
verse you had? Oh, yeah. It was Romans 12:2.
Yeah.
Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
Okay, that. I think when you're around, like, you become what you're around a little bit. Because, like, you hang out with, like, a group of friends. You guys may have, like, the same jokes, you know. Because I do that a lot. Me and my friends have the same jokes. You know, whatever you're around, you become. So, like, the more you can surround yourself with, like, good things. And also, if you're too focused on that, then that's all you surround yourself with. You're not going to learn God's purpose for you. Mm-hmm. Because that's like, the last part of that.
I also...
Go ahead.
That was my fault.
I also realized that as someone who used to use social media, mm-hmm. after I quit social media, I began to see more joy in the world than mm-hmm. I did before.
You felt more connected.
I felt more
connected. To the godly world.
Yeah, and it was that, I think, because God is a jealous God, he doesn't necessarily want us wasting our time all the time on mm-hmm. our phones, and he wants us to be spending more time with him.
Yeah.
And that may be a lot of where that joy came from.
That's
because I realized that I could be spending my time doing more important things
mm-hmm.
than just...
Yeah,
going through Twitter.
That's I think that should be a good saying for this episode. Is if you get rid of social media, you are more connected.
Yeah,
just keep your podcast up.
Just keep wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe and like and follow.
Before you delete, like our stuff.
But somebody said is like I find it surprising how social media connects the entire world, yet the whole world is depressed because of social media.
Yeah, or lost.
Yeah. Something's
in it. Yes.
So, what are some ways we can slow down? I have some ways.
Tell us some ways we can slow down.
One, simplify your life. Author Carrie White says, don't fuss about what's on the table or whether your clothes are in fashion. Which is something we do. And again, we can connect it back to what we see on social media influences how we, how we dress. But Matthew... 6:25, I think it's 25 and 6, says this: if you decide for God, living a life of God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtimes or whether the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There is far more to your life than the food you put on in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God. And you count far more to him than birds. It does not matter what you dress like.
Yeah, this is the, this is kind of like the, you know, when, yeah, I had to make sure Jesus was saying this. It's right. this is when Jesus is like, you know, look at the birds, you know, they don't worry about what they're about to eat, you know, they're not worried about falling, you know, they just, you know, that's how we're supposed to be.
That's the mute button.
Sorry, I'm trying to eliminate the sound.
I can do it post. there's a small story here that says, her name is Marlene Eisens. I hope I said that right. Eisens. We'll say that. It says she decided to switch careers. She set out for grad school with only the stuff she could fit in her car. Today she's in ministry. She has a house but resists filling it, and anything she hasn't used for 6 months goes to charity. And she says, I feel real freedom because with less stuff, I'm free to focus on God. You know, less. It's basically shifting the focus. A lot of times... You know,
and I think it can be, you know, I don't think those are mutually exclusive. Like, I think you could be someone who had your house is full of every nook and cranny and your heart is still right and your life is still simple.
Sure.
know?
Because, no, sure, absolutely.
I think
you have 27 cats.
I think the difference is, are you doing it for the sake of vanity? Are you doing it for the sake of trying just to fill space? Because it's like, what's in your heart the reason why you're doing
it? Because similar story is kind of.
Because
my family just moved, and I felt really crowded in my room at the old house. We moved and have a bigger room, and I'm like, well, this is empty. So I had that weird, I felt like, and we had actually, we were talking about it today in Clint's office.
Yeah.
That was one thing we were talking about. I had this empty space, and I just felt like I needed to fill it with something. I needed to go buy something.
I need to simplify
like
my life and not fill it with something, Casey.
That's it. Go minimalist.
Let's
get rid of the rest of your furniture.
Oh, let's not do that.
But,
I have too many visitors.
When I read this verse, I'm reminded of the Bible study that we did with Jason, where he said that in order for us to change, sometimes we have to shift our perspective into something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded when I read this of literally the second before where Jesus says, do not store up treasures on earth where rust and decay will take them, and that we can only really serve one master, and it can only either be God or the ways of the world.
Absolutely. And that, I think that leads into the second thing we can do in order to slow down. Two, keep the Sabbath. We need to focus on why we do things. Praise the Lord.
Yay. Yes.
For the Sabbath or for the noise that went away?
Both.
You know,
yeah.
Are we doing this for our own want, or are we doing this for the Lord?
Sabbath is a big deal.
Huge deal.
You know,
and I think it's really hard for us earthly humans to keep that in mind in everything we do. But you know, it is what we need to do.
It is. When Sabbath is a busy day for me, it's a busy day for you. It's a busy day for lots of the people in this room.
Yeah.
Lots, all of us.
It was a busy day for me last Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday is really. When I was growing up, Sabbath really was kind of a day of rest, sort of. Like, we'd go to church in the morning. We had Sunday night church, but, like, in that interim, we didn't do anything.
I would take naps on Sunday.
I did, like, a four-hour coma nap every Sunday growing up.
Yeah, there's a Mexican restaurant in Calera. Like, just eat some of that, and you'll go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to worry about it.
But now it's busy. It's a busy day.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially
and so,
for us, yeah.
So finding Sabbath on the Sabbath is, you know, is... And again, I think the Lord knows the heart, and the Lord knows, you know, so it's, I think it's, you need to find those times to slow down and appreciate what Sabbath is for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the third and final, but last but not least, in order to slow down in this high-tech society of stressed-out people, is be satisfied with what you have. Hebrews 13:5 says, let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature... be free from the love of money. Shun greed. Be financially ethical. Being content with what you have, for he has said, I will never, under any circumstances, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not.
Isn't that tough?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I like the word content a lot because it kind of is like we have, it came back. Sorry. The sound came back. But I like the word content because it reminds me of comfortable. It's like because the human nature is for us, we want to have more, but God is kind of telling us that he is enough.
Absolutely.
And that we do. And that
there's no need for
and that there's really no need for us to go beyond what he has given us.
Right.
I think faith and peace go hand in hand. So like the stronger your faith is, the less worried you get about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's like a goal you're pushing for and you're like not there yet, you know, you're still like okay because you know you're like I'm not there yet, but you know, God's got everything. He's in control.
Yeah.
So you have peace about it, and you can just, you're like, I woke up today.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's good to have goals. It's good to strive further, you know.
Yeah.
At a job or a career, you know, you're supposed to kind of go beyond in that sense.
It's like, I don't think God wants us to literally be unclothed or starve. but he just wants us to understand that he is in control of the situation and that he will take care of us.
And that you don't need to have any of these extra things in order to seem fulfilled.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's hard right now for me because, you know, what comes out this holiday is the new Xbox Series X. And I'm
man. You want it bad.
I want it bad.
Yeah.
And I've looked at everything and I'm like, I'm going to wait till after Christmas.
Look at you.
But I could pay for it if I wanted it.
That's right, you could. We got to save up for Hope's engagement ring, don't we, Hope? That's right. Yeah, we save up.
Casey's face is on.
I think she should be satisfied with what she... I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
God provided this engagement ring?
I'm just kidding.
I'd be content with it.
Please be content with this ring, Pop.
Yeah.
Get to eat it.
No comment.
I got it out of the dollar thing from Walmart.
It actually was 25 cents.
Well, this was great. I really enjoyed this, Casey.
Clint, I am so glad you're back.
I have enjoyed being
back. And I hope to see you again soon.
I think I'll be back next week.
Fantastic.
I think things are starting to settle down.
Tune in next week to find out if Clint is back. If
I actually show up. It's so true.
Well, thank you, everyone, who decided to tune in.
Yes. I hope if you're a new listener, hey, welcome. Welcome aboard.
Welcome
we're glad to have
Conclave
you.
Welcome to Conclave
Radio. Right?
And if you want to catch up with us on our series of Slow Down, of course, you can go listen to our last episode. And also, don't forget about our other, quote, other podcast,
Conclave
Conversations. Comes out every Monday. We just had one with
Chesley Bristow.
Yeah, and we'll have another one out that would have come out before this, actually. Don't forget about that. And if you can find us all over social media, Conclave, we're on Facebook, Twitter.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, what's the other one? Instagram?
All over social media.
Yeah, don't get too sucked into social media, but go ahead and find us, like us, follow us, share this episode.
Stalk us.
Turn on the notifications.
Join us.
That way you know when we post, so you can look at it and then get off.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. And if you subscribe to Conclave Radio, you'll know when these get posted, and you can listen, and then you can get off.
Well, what if they want to come visit us Sunday, Casey?
Well, if you're lucky enough to live in the Birmingham area, you can always find us at Metropolitan Church of God. Conclave
Woo!
Is Sunday at 6 o'clock.
That's right, it is.
And I am very happy that we are back after the whole pandemic. And this just, well, not this just in, Conclave U is also back on Wednesday
night,
6:30. And also, you can come to Metropolitan Church of God every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 11. Pastor Clint will be speaking, I believe, at this point.
Fire.
When this comes out, I wouldn't be.
Are you sure?
This comes out next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, but you speak the 11th, don't you?
Oh, that's true. It's true. It's possible that I'll be preaching the 11th.
Whoa!
That's true. You're right.
And
I
then,
wasn't thinking.
We'll
that's
that
fine.
Post.
We forgive you. And then we will talk about, we will finish out this little series on how to slow down in the society in the next episode of
Conclave Radio!